Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I actually would prefer to talk about something else, but being a podcaster and being a communicator and artist, I had to talk about what's on my mind, and it's not me who wants to talk about it. It's my life itself. It's life itself. It's what comes my way. As I told you, the difficult part of living my life is dealing with people and situations that were evil or didn't make sense or insanity, which I dealt with since I was a child. It's kind of like, you know, I'm a goody two-shoe on the inside and out. I want to just have peace, tranquility. It's just to go and respect for people around me. Unfortunately, I attracted either people in my neighborhood when I was a child, or people who had a dark side. It was plain and simple. And I realized it taught me early on as a young child that the world was not a safe place. To some extent, it taught me it can be a very good place to live, but I always have to be careful. Even as an adult, when I do my podcast, my music, or what I'm doing, and I know that this publicity doing these podcasts may attract attention that I had no idea I attracted. I don't even consider myself famous, but technically I am famous, so that's the truth. A celebrity, but not, you know, I mean, I'm not on TV. I'm not getting a Grammy, you know. I do want that to get to that level because I feel I earned it after so many, many years of doing music. I did it for a long time. I wrote and played all my music, and I paid my dues, literally. But the trying side is the struggles that I go through were, you know, dealing with my own stuff. I would have preferred it to be just like on a personal situation, you know, and that's that, you know, talk about, you know, my struggles in music and what I need to do everyday life things. And it turns out that's not the case. It turns out for a fact that the world is dangerous. There are dangerous people on this planet all around us. And that's a fact. But it should not be where I think every person is dangerous. They are very good people, but there are problems on this planet, no matter where I go. So I always have to be careful who I deal with, who I come across, just like in any other shape or form. I have to be careful, you know, what I do. Mankind can make love, but it can also be inhumane. It can make war. The planet, you know, living on this planet is, you know, is a measure of caution, a measure of risk to do things. Not just with mankind, but also Mother Nature. You know, be careful with tornadoes, be careful with wild animals like alligators or something. But unfortunately for me, And with human beings, I had no idea that I attracted somebody with an ulterior or dangerous motive. But it also taught me I had to be very careful who I deal with. And my instance is that since I'm a black man, I'm not like that I want to talk about it, really. Honestly, I don't, but, you know, we should be in a colorblind society in the 21st century, but unfortunately, we're not. We're not. We still have people look at my skin color or look at me, and there's some ignorant people and dangerous people who don't know how to deal with people. because they going by a pigment skin or the way I act, or and especially dangerous where there's potentially insanity where somebody who I don't know target me. And I'm going to get to the reasons, some of the reasons why. Some of these people are definitely just plain evil people, ignorant people, regardless. And I stay away from them, or criminals. But that's part of the reason. I don't want to be on music or track some dangerous felon who come in to target me. But there are people like that who do that to anybody. So we keep away. We keep safe. But then there's African-Americans around me who I have no attraction to. Let me get this straight. I like all people, black, white, and brown, who know how to mind their business and know how to treat me with respect and boundaries, etc. But when, because of my color and my skin, I attract these African-Americans who target me. You know, they constantly target me. They look at me as some victim. The truth of the matter is, I'm like, when I see this, I'm like, I'm looking at all those stories in my family of so many African-Americans, black Americans who have been murdered and killed by dangerous African-Americans. And I'm not going to be the next one. Okay? This one is coming in the form of this woman, this black woman, thinking, oh, she's going to be with me. And she's still, you know, attracted to me. I mean, that's sick. First of all, I don't know her. I don't talk to her. I don't want nothing to do with her because I'm not attracted to women. I'm gay. Second of all, talking about me being a lawyer is none of her business. I don't know how she knew about this, but there were allegations of trespassing. I called the police several times that they're looking inside this property. They committed a crime. They should be arrested. And there is a possibility in this neighborhood and this building that woman come over here. I have no attraction to no black woman or no any woman because I'm not heterosexual. And I'm not afraid to say it. I said this several times. And they keep coming over here. They don't like me owning a home or whatever. It's a product of why the African-American community need to address about black-on-black crime. I'm not living in South Central. But when I see this happens, that they target me, they yell at me, they threaten me for no reason or say something, that's crazy. They say they don't want to see me succeed. That is insanity. I don't even know them. Listen, I'm looking for another victim because they're going to go to prison. It is no excuse for what they're doing. They are perpetuating that stereotype that black people in general are dangerous and black people are murderers and criminals. They are that stereotype. Wherever they come from, they need to stay away. How you deal with people, me or anybody, I'm an everyday life person. You deal with them directly, deal with them nicely, and we respect each other, whether you're a stranger or not. And these are strangers. They have mental problems. They keep coming over here. It is no excuse. And then they say, I'm racist. That is a crock of shit. It has nothing to do with racism. It has to do with their being an idiot and looking at me as some victim. They also said they've been using my song, sampling, got made, bought homes and stuff, and live in places for years with my material. That is wrong. I have to call the LAPD and my management because they're not supposed to be listening or looking in this property because they committed a felony if they are, and they might be. A peeping Tom, I don't want them over here. I mean, I don't want to deal with anybody. I love people of all races and colors. I have said that, but I'm not going to deal with no criminals, regardless of color. It is a cycle where I see this happens all the time. These African-Americans looking for other black people to kill or rob, harass, steal. I don't want them around me. Drug dealer, whatever. While most African-Americans don't commit crimes, there are a percentage who do. I look at it all over the internet. Some black man getting killed, robbed, murdered by another African-American man or woman. They need to stop. Black is beautiful, I will say, but I'm not about to die for it. They need to stop going by my race and stop coming over here. It is no excuse to commit black-on-black crime. No excuse. It happens all the time. I've seen it in my own family. Shoot, my sisters, my nephews got murdered and killed, black on black crime. My dad got murdered in the hospital, product of being African American. Seen it in my neighborhoods in New York where people that I used to know went to jail for murder. And I ain't going to be a statistic. I'm going to be a goody two-shoe, and I stay away. So I seen it in my own family, and I seen it with my own self, where African American has stole from me, committed fraud, and even tried to kill me. I had those very horrific experiences where I was innocently hurt when I first came to L.A., living on the streets, robbed, and so on. This got to stop, and it's perpetuates the cycle that black people are dangerous. I ain't that stereotype. I don't go around robbing and killing and doing things, and I don't want nobody else coming around me doing that either, regardless of what race you are. It is no excuse to commit black-on-black crime. If they're going by race, they need to take their black ass and go somewhere else, and that's wrong. And I have to speak about it. And besides, I'm very open-minded. I am a Democrat, always will be. But I am not going to die for it and be an idiot for some idiot who can't move on beyond race or look at a victim. Some of these percentages of these black men just keep going to jail, keep robbing, keep killing, keep robbing, going to other black men, robbing, killing, harassing. Stop. I don't need it. It got to stop. The black community got to address this for those black people who commit crimes against other black people. I was a victim of it. They did so much stalking, harassment, 20 years for no apparent reason, and they shouldn't be going by race. But at the same time, criminals are in every race and color, religion, status, and so on. And yes, when I look at that, I stay away from those bad African Americans. I don't want them coming over here. But it's not just that. Being a minority, being a black person, I dealt with the white racism. Yes, it is true. This white guy, I told you, think I'm uppity. They don't like a black man living in this building. They have said they wanted to hang me, lynch me, and so on. Racism got to stop. They called me the N-word several times. Yes, there's a racist in this neighborhood. He's hoping that he's calling himself conservative. He is not. Well, I am not a conservative. I don't want no white supremacists around me. Again. And this people, this black, just like these ignorant black people who I want them to stay away, this white guy is racist. They say, stay with my own kind. That is racist. That's not how I live on this planet. I'm colorblind. You marry whoever you want. You marry whoever you want. I have to file a hate crime several times because I thought the white guy was dangerous, saying things that you should not be saying, and especially in Los Angeles, where it's so multicultural. So it's a mix of so many different types of people, especially entertainers. And, you know, we don't tolerate that stuff. That should not be allowed. But the hate crime reports continuously go on and on. I don't want no KKK member. I don't want no backwards person. And this guy got a criminal record. He needs to stay away. I'm not attracted to white supremacists or any type of person who's going to target me for my skin color or try to tear me down simply because I want to succeed on this planet. Just like with those African-American criminals who are jealous of me, they need to stop coming over here, and regardless of race. And I say this again. I am colorblind. I like all kinds of people, but I do not want no criminal or dangerous person around me, regardless of what race or where they come from. But I was targeted for this racism. I mean, I can't believe it. I didn't say anything to them. That's insanity. Yes, the homeless people, that's what I told about. That's why I said that CARE Act could be very good because it's going to put these people in the hospital because they don't know how to mind their business. They got some serious mental problem, some that are dangerous to me or you. And when I say you on this podcast, I'm talking about the audience who's listening because you are a law-abiding, I'm sure. You're understanding just like me. But these particular people don't understand how to live around people. And they're obsessed. They got their mental illness, which I know they do. They need to be checked, kept in check. Yes, the CARE program got serious substance abuse issues, drinking alcohol, drugs. They got serious mental problems. They commit crimes. They don't know how to stop targeting people. If they don't have no place to live, look for a place legitimately. Don't harass people. Don't harass me for a little place because they're not coming in. And regardless, you know, they have to be reported to the city and government because it's against the law to be allowed any type of discrimination or racism or any kind of prejudice. I don't want to deal with a white man or what. You're from South Carolina, fine. Don't, if you are backward and you love to hate black people, you don't like to see a mixture, you want to see discrimination, you're going to get investigated. You're going to be charged with a hate crime. You cannot be a racist in this society. You cannot be a racist in a society. You cannot. While we all have a right under, as an American citizen, to hang out and do what we want, as long as we don't hurt people and bother people, that is the way of life. Unfortunately, there are people in a society who are bigots. They're bigots everywhere. Okay? So, if you want to be a bigot, and that's what you feel, fine. But don't take it out or try to act out on your beliefs on somebody by doing, hate speech and targeting me. But that's when it should not be tolerated. Any type of bigotry. We're taught to live and hang out with whoever we want. Whoever we want to live. If you love to marry interracial or the same or whoever, that's good for you. We're not taught to hate people. So when they say stay with your own kind, that is racist. That's ignorant and that's dangerous. That's what the KKK do. The KKK think like that. And they would love to kill me or somebody who's a darker skin. They're dangerous. And that's not going to get this country very far, or any country, when you have racist people like that. Because it would tear this country apart, and America would no longer be a world power if we allow hate mongers to control this country. And I have to report it. Because any type of racism, homophobia, anti-Semitism, sexism, whatever, should not be tolerated. It has to be reported. And I don't like it, calling me the N-word for no reason on a constant basis, saying I should be lynched. They think I'm uppity. That's a dangerous person. He should be investigated for a hate crime. Racism should not be tolerated. I can't believe I dealt with white racism. It should not be tolerated. Now, on the other side of the coin, like, as I mentioned earlier, is that the dangerously insane. They got mental problems. Okay. I'm going to take this a step further and say most people with mental health difficulties are not dangerous, okay? I have to say that because I don't want to sound like I'm putting down people with mental problems, okay? You you know, I have my problems. I definitely have my problems. From all those bad experiences, who wouldn't, you know, living on the street, very bad experience as a child, child abuse. I dealt with so much. A crime victim, victim of this, almost got killed. Yes, I suffered post-traumatic stress disorder. So I can say that that most people with diagnoses, mental health diagnoses, are not dangerous. And they are law-abiding, and they're just as good as anybody else. Unfortunately, I came across the dangerous mentally ill who are not. They know how to mind their business. They live in my building, in my area. They should be investigated for a hate crime. They should be investigated for criminal activity. As I said before, I kept saying those allegations that a reasonable expectation of privacy inside my home is a right under law. And I have to tell the police department. I have to tell, maybe this attorney general should get involved. These people need to learn how to respect boundaries. Black, white, Latino, they don't like me living here. They need to learn to respect boundaries. In fact, as I speak, they might be looking at me now. I ain't paranoid. I don't have evidence, okay? But they should be investigated. If any of this is true, it's a crime. But the dangerous mentally ill are people who don't know how to mind their business. They go and do illegal things for no reason. They keep targeting me, these black, Latin, crazy people on the street or in the building, because they don't like me personally. I did nothing to them. They don't talk to me. I didn't really say anything. They threaten. They go come up to me and threaten me or say crazy things at me. They're strangers. So something is wrong. That's insane. I don't go up to strangers. Nobody go up to strangers or even people you know and threaten them for no reason or say some crazy things at them. But these people think they have a right to look at my home. They think they have a right to trespass. They think they have a right to do whatever they want until they go to jail. I don't want to deal with no dangerous pervert looking in my home possibly. I say that question mark because it may be true, and it's a criminal offense. It's a misdemeanor, and they think it's normal. Oh, let me tell you how dangerous they really are. They're worrying about the business of this building. Business of this building. If they're worrying about the business of this building, then don't commit no crimes and mind your business. Because if you're going to just do what you want, and just worrying about the business, and you can do whatever you want, then you're gonna get in a lot of trouble. It is the truth, and I hope I explain myself very carefully, because again, I repeated the same allegation over and over in so many podcasts, and I'm sorry if I did, and I said I wasn't going to repeat it, but I have to because these people near me in my building, in the area, are insane and dangerous and racist and target me for no reason, no rational reason. Perhaps retaliation, maybe because I talk about it on podcasts. I have to. I did tell the police department about it several times. It's my right. I did nothing. I ain't saying their name. The way you deal with being a law-abiding citizen, you're worried about a building, don't commit no crimes and don't harass people. But they want to continue to do what they want. They want revenge. And that is going to get them in trouble. They have no respect for my rights or the law. They have no respect for my life. All they know how to do is hurt, target me. That's why I have to call the police. Restraining orders. The police need to be involved. The state needs to investigate or somebody for a hate crime, a hate harassment. Because I don't want to deal with some black-on-black crime or some black criminal hoodlum who I don't know or hardly know coming over here, look jealous of me, or just going to chew and look at me and get angry at me because I reject them. I have to reject a criminal or a nosy person or somebody who don't know how to respect boundaries because they're negative. I'm not going to put myself my life in jeopardy. I would be a fool if I did. I cannot tolerate any type of white racism because that's not right, but it happens all the time. I'm just doing podcasts, doing music, and going to school. They should not come over here and targeting me with any type of discrimination because I am colorblind, but I don't care what your race is. You have no business talking about me and coming over to my home and calling me the N-word or looking at me and wanting me to leave or because you think I'm uppity. That is so racist and wrong. Bigotry is wrong. Homophobia is wrong. It's a law against homophobia. It's a state and federal law. Racism is wrong. Being harassed and stalking me is wrong. Trespassing is wrong. Being a peeping Tom is wrong. It's a crime if it's found to be true. It's no excuse. Black on black crime is wrong. Being a dangerous mentally ill person, you're jealous or you don't like me personally because I did something to you or what is wrong if you're going to act out on being a criminal. If you're going to harass me because you don't like me because I don't want to be a counselor or some sick delusional or whatever. You want to tear me down. You want to take away my dream. You want to stop me from being an attorney. You want to stop me from being a musician because you're jealous or because you don't like me for no good reason except you exhibit antisocial, dangerous motives for your selfish motives. That is wrong. You're the one who's got a problem. You're evil. You're the one who should be investigated. You should be locked up in a prison or perhaps a mental hospital. It's you who have a problem, not me. When I said that, when I say you got a mental problem, I'm referring to the predators or the criminals or the alleged perverts, peeping Toms, the criminals, the hoodlums in my building. I'm not talking to the audience in that way, referring to the audience. I'm talking about the hoodlums. So that's what I would say. This is what I would say to them, as I said earlier. This is what I would say to these predators, these racist people, these hoodlums, these dangerous mentally ill people. These people want to do black-on-black crime. These people want to just target me in general because they're criminal or they're jealous or whatever. They're white racism, black-on-black crime. You have a problem. You're antisocial. You are dangerous. You're going to go to jail. You need to stop targeting me. This is to the predators who I'm talking about in this episode. Stop coming to my home. Stop trying to have some plot against me. I did nothing to you. I don't know you. If I do or if I send you in the past, you need to stay away. I did nothing to you. You are the one who is the criminal. You need to seek a psychiatrist. You don't know how to mind your business. You are going to prison or to a lock facility. It is your fault. Stop with the insanity. Stop being a criminal, a negative person. Look in the mirror and you will know what the truth is. So that is to the predators. That is to the racists. That is to the black-on-black criminals. That is to the dangerous mentally ill. That's what I said. I should not be subjected to any type of negativity, and neither should anybody else who wants to do right and wants to do and be happy on this planet. Everybody deserves to live. Everybody deserves to be who they need to be, as long as they ain't bothering anybody. Nobody deserves to be harassed or targeted. Nobody deserves to be to be hurt. Unfortunately, I was targeted for no good reason, except for jealousy, except for envy, except for rejection. I'm not attracted to them, except for racism, except for insanity. These are the reasons. Simply because I have musical gifts, simply because I have ambitions to be in education, simply because I have a home. I don't have much. I'm poor. They can do the same thing, write their own music. I'm not a person for them to steal my music from. Again, I said that before. That's wrong, trying to take my dreams away or steal my music or hinder my potential to be in the industry for their self-centered evil motives. It is wrong for them to try to stop me from being an attorney, for I have something to fall back on, or be a doctor simply for their self-centered evil jealous motives. It is wrong for them to target me or try to stop me simply because I got a little home. It ain't no big deal. Get your own home. It is wrong if they're angry because I reject them. I can't be with a criminal or a negative person or someone who has a mental problem or who's racist, because they are negative and they're evil and dangerous. I have to be around good people. I'm sorry. I am going to live my life the way I want to. I do not deserve to be harassed or targeted by an evil person. I deserve to live in peace. I don't deserve this. In order to get it, I had to stand up for myself. I had to go call the police. I had to lock these people up. I had to do whatever I can to keep this negative, dangerous predators in my building outside in this area from me. Because the good, always beats the bad. What is evil is wrong. They should not be coming over here targeting me or saying or any other plots or allegations. Oh, I told you about, you know, I'm so high functioning. And you know, I told you about the allegation about, oh, public guardianship. They are delusionally insane, criminally insane. I don't even qualify. I'm too high functioning. These people need to be locked up. So I'm glad the governor has passed the CARE Act, because they can be locked up in a hospital. They can be locked up for their substance abuse, their mental illness, their inability to, they can't mind their business. They want to participate in self-centered evil motives simply because nothing I did, because they can't stop being evil. That's not right. And that they are peeping Tom, if they are, they got to be arrested and put in jail. It's disgusting. It's wrong. I don't want to deal with no racist, no black-on-black crime, criminal, black, white, Latino, or whatever. I don't want to deal with no criminal, no crazy person. They got to stay away from me. They got to go to jail. They're incapable of being around me or a law-abiding person. They're uncivilized. I'm sorry. I had to talk about it, because it's not right what I experience. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.